6, get your kicks. Here, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddies. Brad Taylor.
I am here.
Live from our studios in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome into the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Week 4. No games this week. Nothing. No, not even preseason. You'd be begging for a preseason game to bet on right now, wouldn't you, Brad?
Oh, I would, especially after our three trends went 26-20 during the preseason. Much to the dismay of you two who laughed in my face.
Don't bet the preseason.
No dismay. You know what? I'm even for the preseason. That's how I'm looking at it.
Even for the preseason.
That sounds like a rhyme. Did you just make that? Yes, I want to thank you guys for leaving me more money.
Well, you're
going 26-20 during the preseason, thanks to my trends. But let's go forward. We lived through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Let's go with the NFC win totals, because there was a mysterious episode last week that kind of got lost into the sun. So
wonder how that happened.
I don't know how that happened. Let's go forward now. America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to win totals, NFC style. 10.5 win totals for your Dallas Cowboys. We will start with the beer man, who I know is a big Cowboys fan, right?
Who? America's team. That has got to go away.
That's got to go away.
Please.
Away. Don't
they haven't won a playoff game in over 20 years.
Don't you remember Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
The All-American
did
man?
Did you not just discuss how we're looking through the windshield and not through the rearview mirror? Way under 10.5.
Don't you remember Tom Landry, such a good man, yeah, and on the sidelines? Dead Air Dennis, 10.5, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't think they win 9. Under.
I hate to agree with you guys. I'm going under on the Dallas Cowboys as well. 10.5.
Cowboys suck.
Philadelphia Eagles, 9.5 win total. Dead Air Dennis Dillon.
Let's go over with the Eagles. I feel like they have a good team this year. The vibe is good. There's a lot to be learned as the team starts this season. But I think the pieces are in place.
Jalen Hurts, you're a believer.
I'm not a big believer in Jalen Hurts, but I think he's good enough to lead the team.
The division is garbage. There's 5 wins right there. I give Dallas 1 over them, but they'll take 2 from the Giants. They'll take 2 from the Commandos. So, yeah, I'm going to go over 9.
My dark horse to make the Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going over this win total. This would be my team if I was betting a future. This would be my team to take to win the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk about those Washington Commandos. Carson Wentz, the new quarterback, total 8.5 wins out in the desert. Seems like a lot for Carson Wentz.
You know what? I don't have a lot of faith in the defense, even with Riverboat Ron. I don't have a lot of faith in Carson Wentz. I'm not saying that the people in Vegas are idiots, but that one makes no sense.
How dare you talk about the odds makers?
I'm not saying that they're idiots. I'm just saying this one doesn't make sense. Of course, usually if it doesn't make sense, you should go the other direction.
Absolutely.
That being said, I'm gonna say they're under.
You know, it's really tough to read that team this year because they just had a running back get shot twice in a drive-by.
That's true.
And this happens after they demoted the other running back. A lot of drama. Riverboat Ron's pretty good. He's a pretty good coach. Carson Wentz, better quarterback than most people think he is. He's gotten a little bit of a bad rap. The defense might be there. They've got a pretty good receiving core. And as you both mentioned, and I was going to say the same thing, when Vegas throws something odd like that, I just think maybe it is going to be over. So if I was going to bet an over under on the Washington Commandos, I'd go over, I think. Is it 7.5?
8.5.
8.5. God. Yeah, give me the over, just because.
Just because. By the way, I just realized that running back who got shot, I drafted him in one of our fantasy leagues a couple weeks ago.
Weren't you just asking us why you were at the bottom of the league rankings?
I think I know the reason. He was the last running back that I took. Boy, I got a steal that last 14th round.
He'll be ready by the time the fantasy football playoffs are coming.
Oh, I'm sure they will. That injured list will be loaded on my team. I'm going over, too. I think you're going to see Taylor Heinicke by midseason. He'll be the starting quarterback. Riverboat Ron, like him as a coach. This is a good team other than the quarterback spot. Over 8.5 wins. And like you said, beer man, lousy division.
Lousy division.
They'll have a chance to win a lot of these division games, especially the New York Giants. 7.5 wins. Danny Dimes, that's right. The Giants, 7.5.
Dead Air Dennis says Danny Dimes is going down. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Yeah, under.
The same thing with Washington. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, it to me, this is one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Look at their schedule.
And you give them 7.5?
Well, you know, I mean, the fact that it's a New York team, it's going to get there's going to be a lot of New York homers, a lot of fans of the Giants that are going to bet the over because they think their team is so great. It's kind of like somebody being a big Bears fan and betting the over. You know what I mean? Brad, are you with me, Brad?
I'm with you.
You know how some people are just homers about their team and they think, oh, I know everybody says we're not going to be good this year, but we're going to be so good.
Yeah, we.
We.
Yeah. It's also a guy that just makes up names out of the top of his head when he's trying to come up with coaches' names, like Popovich. But that's neither here nor there.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's a week one joke.
Yeah, I know. He starts the podcast by saying, we're not looking in the rearview mirror.
I'm the kind of guy, you get one joke, you just pound it into the ground as often as you can.
You wear that mother out.
Exactly. Thank you, Hammerman. But I will say Giants, my favorite in this division, my favorite over-under total. 7.5, way under.
I'm thinking way under, too.
Tyrod Taylor, big quarterback by midseason, and Danny Dimes will be, you know, with a clipboard and just hoping to. So, division winner here, NFC East, who do you have?
Philadelphia.
I'm with you. I got to say Philadelphia, too. I hate this. I hate that we all agree. That means you should go the other way, probably, folks.
There's a lot of unanimity on this program. So
it'll get worse, believe me, especially when we get to the NFC North, which we're going to right now. Green Bay Packers. 10.5.
Can we please just start with the Bears and pretend like they're number one?
Screw it. Bears right now. 6.5 wins in the desert. Justin Fields, the dynamite preseason quarterback. 3-0 in the preseason. Justin Fields, we'll start with the beer man. Bears, 6.5 win total for the season.
This is a tough one. I'm kind of going back and forth.
Okay, I'm all right.
Three games. How many games were in the preseason?
Three.
And how many did they win?
Apparently
we're practically three. Halfway there.
Yeah. Don't get used to the feeling.
You know what? I'm a fan. I don't care. Over.
That's all you got to know, ladies and gentlemen. Dinner at Dennis Dillon.
Under. Next team.
I'm under two. Preseason, when I first moved to Atlanta, I told you guys this in this lost episode last week. I saw the Atlanta Falcons in 1990. 4-0 preseason. Best team I ever saw. They went out in the regular season. They went 4-12. It's the regular season, much different than the preseason. We will go with the under and the Bears. I'm sorry, Beer.
That's
man.
All right.
Beer Man, I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. I do. I hope I'm wrong for your sake. I don't mind being wrong in this one, but I just don't think they're very good, and that's pretty tough schedule they got.
Who is the backup to Justin Fields? Do we know?
Trevor Siemian.
Whew. Oh, you better hope you get 17 out of Justin Fields. I've seen his act before. So
yeah, but I think that's one of those that their playing style is relatively similar. Brand new coach.
No. Huh? Their playing style is not similar.
Siemian will move around.
Not like Justin Fields.
Well,
not even close.
Are you
going to
bring in RG3? Siemian's not afraid to move. I don't know.
Okay. Simeon.
Trevor Siemian arguments here on the bottom line, yeah, Sports Rocker podcast. Who's the best backup in the league? All right, let's go to Green Bay. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers. Are we supposed to believe, with no more Devontae Adams, that the Packers are going to win 10.5 games this year?
Aaron Rodgers finds ways. It's a pretty good team, pretty good defense. The running back situation is solid. The O-line, I think, has gotten better in the offseason. But I don't want to bet them over this line. I just don't feel like something disastrous is going to happen to Aaron Rodgers this year. It's a premonition, if you will, here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. I don't know. I'm going to go under just because.
Under on the Packers. Beer Man.
What's the number again?
10.5.
And I know their money at Lambeau. I know that they mint money there when they play there.
Rodgers is going to rank as one of the top probably 5-10 quarterbacks of all time. I'll give him that. You're throwing to nobody. Even let's go to the Cincinnati Bengals for a second. They could have drafted an offensive lineman last year, and everybody thought, oh, well, Burrow's not even going to be able to stand up to get the ball to a receiver. Burrow was fine, and Ja'Marr Chase turned out to be the right choice.
I was one of those people who said that was a dumb move. I really did.
But I'm sitting here looking, and it's, you know, Rodgers has never succeeded with rookies. Brady, for the most part, has never really succeeded with rookies. Are you going to rely on a defense and a running game? You know what? 10 games might be right, but that's under 10.5.
Over. one of my favorite in this division, over 10.5. They get four games against the Bears and the Lions.
I don't think the Lions are a chump this year.
Oh, have you fallen for Hard Knocks? Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I did not watch Hard Knocks.
Okay, well, with the Hard Knocks preseason, you would have made money going against the Lions every game in the preseason because everybody's watched the Lions and everybody's on them. Their odds, after the first episode, they went from 16-1 to 12-1 in the division the day after the first episode of Hard Knocks because everybody's on them. But for this, for the Packers, over 10.5. Feel good about Rodgers. Devontae Adams, they lost him. But they, you know, they're still the Packers, so we'll stay with them.
They've got a good rookie.
Doubs. Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, back to the Bears for a moment, because we all know
Beer Man
likes to go to the Bears. You know, the third team quarterback is Nathan Peterman, right?
He was actually cut.
Oh, he was.
But he's expected to be brought back for the practice squad.
Nathan Peterman, he of the four interceptions in one half of football.
I stand by my statement. He's going to be on the practice squad.
He's a lot like Peterman, you know, or a lot. He's
exactly
Peterman
like
from
Peterman.
Seinfeld.
He's a lot like Trevor Siemian, who's a lot like Justin Fields. Beer Man's starting to get mad. 7 minutes into the podcast,
you said we were living through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Okay, Minnesota Vikings. We have their number at 9.5. Beer Man, we'll start with you on the Vikings.
So you talked about Philadelphia being your team that could be a nice little Super Bowl. Minnesota, for me, is kind of the team that I like to make a good run. I like to win this division. And if Green Bay says gets 10, which is kind of about where I thought, obviously I've got to go over with the Vikings. I think they win the division and go over.
Based on my premonition that Aaron Rodgers goes down this season, I am going to go over because Minnesota is equally good at home. At least they have been for the last decade or so. I don't know. I wish I knew a little bit more about their coach and what was going on up there. But as I said a few weeks back, it's been really quiet in Minnesota. There has been zero drama. There's been zero conversation. I mean, there's been some conversation, but there hasn't been a whole lot of news and breaking drama and storyline.
Weren't they on a pirate ship? Oh, wait, that was a couple of weeks back.
Oh, that's those guys. Didn't they have a show on Netflix? I like the Vikings. I will go over.
Everybody likes over with the Vikings. Like you said, no drama. We haven't heard anything bad about them. New coach. I was a fan of their old coach, but, you know, he was apparently too bitter and old for those Vikings. I'm going under with the Vikings because everybody's on the Vikings to go over this 9.5. I'm going under.
You must be thinking the Bears are going to beat them twice.
I like Mike Zimmer, too. I think he's a great coach.
I was a big fan.
You know, he's
of Mike.
Just too hardcore for these for young kids. Kids can't take it.
No. Old school football, it's what we like.
Great defensive coach.
When men were men and women wanted to be with those men. Detroit Lions. Hard Knocks. 6.5, dinner, Dennis.
I'll go under. I think they'll win 6-5. I think they'll be improved. I think there will be a lot of rallying around the team and the coach, and it's a good story. And the team is getting better, but they still got a little bit to go.
I don't know. It's one of those where I think they're a 6-7 win team, which apparently Vegas does too. They played hard as hell for that coach last year. I think they're going to play hard as hell this year because you saw some growth. So I'm going to go over slightly on the Lions.
I'm against you guys again. I'm going under. That coach is still as lousy as he was last year when he blew games. I don't know if you saw the Thanksgiving game against the Bears.
Yeah, I watched.
How many times did the Lions have that game and just blow it?
Yeah,
because of coaching, not because of anything on the field.
How are you going to go against both of us when I said under?
Oh, you went under? Okay, I'm going under too. I apologize. I'm going against just the Beer Man, which when it comes to this division is probably a smart thing. Let's go to the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 11.5 wins. We'll start with the Beer Man in this one.
So this is one of those that I thought they were going to cakewalk, but everything that's gone on in the preseason and Tom Brady and the offensive line just absolutely struggling, I've got to the point where I don't think it's as much of a cakewalk as it was, and I'm going to go under for the Bucs.
11.5?
11.5.
I'm going to go under. Tom Brady takes a record number of hits in a season this year. His O-line is a fraction of what it was last year. I don't even know if they have named all the final pieces there or not. He's got a great receiving core, and he's got a decent running back in Leonard Fournette. The defense should be good, but something just makes me want to bet against that number. I think they'll win the division.
The little bit of preseason that they play, that he played, was a ton of two-step quick-out drops, which is trying to compensate for that offensive line.
He's warming up for quick throws.
Yeah.
Well, the Saints, you know, they play the Saints twice this year, so that's 0-2 right there.
They also get Carolina and Atlanta twice. I'm going over the total. Tom Brady, if he sticks around, they're going to get at least 11.5 wins, at least 12. Gronkowski will be playing by Thanksgiving. I'm just here to tell you, Gronkowski will be back on that team before this season ends because, oof, A, it's money. B, he gets a ring, another chance for a ring. So that's why, by the end, you look
supposedly
at me like I'm crazy.
Gronkowski has not spent any of his football money.
Exactly.
It's just all his endorsement. I don't know that money is the factor for him coming back.
Oh, but he's got – then why play in the first place? So it's like, yeah, he'll be. I think he'll be back not as much for the money as that he gets another chance at a ring.
Well, so you really like Tom Brady?
This year, yeah. Even at 45, yeah.
Hang on, I just got a note. Dear Tom Brady, I love you. Do you love me? Circle yes or no. Yours truly, Brad Taylor. Okay, sorry. I thought that was something more related. That's not about football. Sorry.
The New Orleans Saints, 8.5 wins. One of my favorite bets.
I like the over in this one. I think they're going to be better than a lot of people think they are. But then I could be wrong. But I feel something there. And I don't know much about, again, the coaching situation is all new. But Jameis Winston, if he can show just a little bit of discipline when he drops back, that team's going to be a winner. He's got a lot of mouths to feed. Chris Olave is going to be a star. Michael Thomas is back. And Alvin Kamara is a superstar. So, you know, and the defense is going to be great. Over.
They rank the defense as one of the top in the league. I'm not happy with the coach hire. But, you know, if Tampa Bay is going to have to take a step back, somebody's got to take a step forward. And I think New Orleans is kind of the team that could easily do that above the other two, so I'm going to go over.
My favorite bet in the whole NFC, New Orleans Saints over the 8.5. Every move they made in free agency was about this year. Was it about the future? You'd think they're in a rebuild. They lose their coach, no more Drew Brees. This is a team, and when you get Atlanta and Carolina four times, over, big time. My favorite for the NFC South is the whole NFC is New Orleans over the 8.5 here. Carolina Panthers. 6.5. New quarterback, Beer Man.
So, if New Orleans is your favorite pick in going over, mm-hmm, I'm going to go with Carolina as an over. Matt Rhule is playing for, or is coaching for his job. Baker Mayfield is showing an incredible chip on his shoulder. I think he's going to come out gung-ho and prove how wrong Cleveland was. So, I'm going to go over on Carolina.
I'd be curious to see their schedule. I haven't looked at it in a while. But, you know, I can feel the over in that situation, too. Baker Mayfield was pretty good quarterback when he was healthy. Last time we saw Baker Mayfield, his right arm was hanging by a strip of cartilage. It's yet to be decided whether they believe in their coach and whether they're listening to him and or care about him. You know, he hasn't really proven himself yet. With a healthy Christian McCaffrey, though, you know, and DJ Moore is a hell of a receiver. Defense in Carolina has not typically been a problem. You know, I could see this team going over pretty easily, so I'll take the over.
I just looked at their schedule.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to be a lot harder than I thought it was.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat surprising.
Both you guys went over. I'm taking the under.
I counted five where you're kind of like, yeah, I could see them winning that game without a problem.
I might go under, too. I'll go under.
I'm going to stick with the over.
Under. Baker Mayfield, you could be as fired up as you want to be, but when you get out on the field, you still got to be able to produce. And being fired up, as they say, it goes so far. Carolina.
It's nice to have Christian McCaffrey, assuming he can stay healthy for a year.
Yeah, that's a big assumption that they'll both stay healthy.
That's true.
And their coach, Matt Rhule, the number one coach out in the desert, first to be fired.
Yeah.
So you might be looking at an early midseason firing if they don't get off to a good start. Carolina under for me. Atlanta Falcons, 4.5 wins. Marcus Mariota, the quarterback, dead air Dennis.
Yeah, this is tough. It's going to be fun to see Marcus Mariota play again, though. I did like watching him when he was in Tennessee. I don't have a lot of hope for this team. It just seems like a lot of mess right now. Like it's like they're in the rebuilding process, but they don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing the under in this too. 4.5. Wow, that's not much. I'm going to go under.
I feel like Atlanta starts the season slow and realizes, you know what, let's grab one of the best quarterbacks in the draft and just not really, you know, lose on purpose, but not really put forth a lot of effort either. I'm like you. I would love to see Mariota have a legit shot, but that being said, this is not it. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going over. The quarterback by midseason will be Desmond Ridder, who quarterbacked Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati.
They have a lot of faith in him.
To the playoff last year, undefeated season, regular season, until they got to Alabama. They're going over. 4.5 is just not enough. It's too low of a number. You're going to see 5 or 6 wins for this Atlanta team. So over, one of my favorites in this one, over the 4.5 for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's go to the NFC West, the defending Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams. Only 10.5, Beer Man.
Again, that's one of those that Vegas doesn't make a lot of sense, but Stafford is not right. He's got some issues that are going to be a massive concern. I hate their backup quarterback. He's got no name. That being said, it's still a Super Bowl champ for a reason, and they're better than 10.5. So I'm going to go over.
I think I'm going to play the under in that one, just because there's a lot of things that seem to be disjointed. There might be some bit of a letdown.
Hangover?
Yeah. I can feel a hangover with this team, and they're in a really tough division. I mean, that schedule's going to be tough.
If I say the name John Wolford to you, does that mean anything?
You were my high school teacher in 1978?
Yes, and I took you on a field trip, and Spicoli tagged along, and he said, I go, you're not in this class. He said, I am today, bro. So, yeah, that's who John Wolford
was
is.
Was that the same summer we were all trying to get Aerosmith tickets?
That's the same one we were all trying to get Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he gave him the Damone gave him to Jefferson and said, Earth, Wind, and Fire for Jefferson and little brother. Yeah, exactly.
This is some really nice iced tea.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice. We could go off with that forever. John Wolford is the backup quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. In case you didn't know.
Woof.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going over the total, and here's your stat of the day for you. Anybody who wins the Super Bowl, the last 21 years, week one, the following year, they're 16-5 against the spread.
Wow.
So I think they're going to cover against Buffalo, getting that 2.5 at home. I think they'll cover that first game. Mm. Barely over 10.5, but this is the one I feel, I don't like this one at all. But I'll go over just to say something on this one. Let's go to the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy G will be sticking around in San Francisco. I have an opinion on that. 9.5 wins for the Niners, Dennis.
What does that even mean that he's sticking around? I don't understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear your opinion on it because I haven't read much into that yet and about it. Anyway. This team is going to be good.
Are they?
Is this the year for it? I'm going over.
My thought behind Jimmy G sticking around is they came to him and they said, look, we don't have a lot of faith in Trey Lance. We may have made a mistake. There is a chance you're going to play. The incentives on his contract will boost him back up to around $20 million if he plays a lot. His contract is only $6.5 million. My thought is he is going to play this year. But that being said, for him to play, Trey Lance got to start really slow, and I think the slow start is going to get them under the total.
It may not have anything to do with them wanting to retain him, though. It may just be the fact that they're not getting offers that exceed the number that they want.
But if you're Jimmy G, you're making $18 million. Why would you have agreed to go down to $6.5 million? That's what didn't make sense. I agree that they didn't get the offers that they wanted, but if you're Jimmy G, why would you not be like, you know what, you're going to have to cut me, and I'll go get paid more than 6.5 from somebody else.
During the preseason, they said that Jimmy G was just sitting in the building during the practices. He wasn't even going out for the practices. in the preseason. So he was, and he didn't play any of the preseason games. So it wasn't like he did anything to cause himself any harm value-wise. But the first moment Trey Lance does anything wrong, everybody's going to be calling, bring back Jimmy G. He got us to a Super Bowl. He got us to the NFC Championship last year. Why are we playing this kid who's obviously terrible because he hasn't proven anything? And there were, if you saw him the last preseason game, a lot of people said this guy does not have it. And he hasn't played a full season in 3 years. Because mm-hmm. he, and that was at FCS, at one AA school. So the jury's way out on Trey Lance. I'm going under the total. Jimmy G will be starting by October. Yeah, I'm going under on the Niners for sure. Arizona, 8.5. Kyler Murray, do you trust him or do you go against the coach, Cliff Kingsbury?
He's the kind of guy like Albert Haynesworth that he signs the big contract and then just kind of coasts a little bit. There was a reason that they wanted him to watch film at least 4 hours a week because apparently he wasn't. That being said, I think he kind of steps up a little bit. The pieces around that team are pretty solid. I'm going to go slightly over the 8.5. But I do think that they go over. They're paying him too much money to not get over.
You went over?
I went over.
Hollywood Brown, drama. DeAndre Hopkins, drama. Cliff Kingsbury, drama. Contract negotiations, whatever, with Kyler Murray, drama. Too much drama equals too much other things, too many other things going on in the locker room, under.
Couldn't have said it better myself when it came to Kingsbury. That's the guy I'm betting against here. I'm not betting against Murray. I'm betting against Kingsbury. Under the 8.5 for me. Last one in the NFC West. Last one in the NFC. Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith, your new quarterback. Dead Air Dennis, 5.5 for Seattle. He was terrible with the Jets, too, by the
way. I know he was. But he might just be, I mean, and this is me out on a little bit of a limb. He may just be the kind of quarterback that Pete Carroll wants and likes and works really hard with to get to a place where he's a little bit better. I'm not convinced that Geno Smith is not a good quarterback. I know he's not a great quarterback. Can he manage a team? If he gets a running game, he's never really proven to be a great passer, but dang, I mean, Pete Carroll just kind of has a little bit of magic up his sleeve. I'm going to go under because I don't believe in the project, but wouldn't surprise me if it turns out a little bit better than we think. They get the Denver Broncos the first week of the season, by the way.
A rematch of the Super Bowl.
That's going to be fun. I mean, Russell Wilson going up against his old team.
That was the last time I was in Las Vegas, was for that Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Oh, it's been a long time since I moved.
Was it heaven on earth for you?
When you had a ticket on the Seahawks at 2.5? Oh, yeah, it was.
Did Russell Wilson get a love note?
I wish I had a ticket on a prop for a safety in that Super Bowl. I think it was like 40-1, the first play of the game.
The first play of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Snapped it over his head.
Anyway, it was great.
I knew a guy who went out there with us who actually had a ticket, a small one, on safety, 40-1. That's why I say that. Seattle Seahawks, 5.5.
How long has Geno Smith been in the league? 6, 7, 8 years?
Yeah.
A while.
At least eight or nine, yeah.
There is nothing that he's going to do that's going to surprise anybody. You know, if you don't have a good quarterback anymore, you're not a good team. And
who's he been in the league with?
The Jets.
Jets. He's been with the Seahawks for a few years, too.
Yeah.
He's been on some lousy teams. Let's be fair.
You hate to look at a team that's been dominant for as long as they have and think to yourself, really, they can't get to 6 wins? But you talk about drama. The offseason to get rid of quarterback.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. It's just, I don't know. Pete Carroll, it's almost like Shaq and Kobe. You should have got rid of Pete Carroll and not got rid of Russell. But nonetheless, I think after this year, they will get rid of Pete Carroll and because they don't win that many games.
I'm going to disagree. Although Geno Smith, career, 34 touchdowns, 37 interceptions. And as a starter, his teams are 13-21. We all forgot the year he spent with the Chargers in 2018. And he spent 2017 with the New York Giants.
Did he play any games, though?
He started one game for the Giants, lost it. And with the Chargers, he threw 4 passes. But last year, he started 3 games with Seattle, and they went 1-2 in those games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're going on, why he's starting this year. I'm going to go over. I think Pete Carroll, this is his kind of team. He loves to be the underdog, rallies the troops, that kind of guy. Yeah, he's just an old kook is literally what he is. I'm going over. It's my favorite for this division, 5.5 over the total. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All the NFC teams over and under the win totals. My favorite out of all the NFC, New Orleans Saints over 8.5. Beer Man, your favorite out of all the ones we just did?
I'm probably going to go with the Eagles over 9.5. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, the Saints is one of my favorites, too. I also like the under on the Bears. Sorry, Beer Man.
I know. It is what it is.
Okay, so that's it. We have gone over the NFC win totals, go along with our AFC win totals 2 weeks ago, and then our last episode was mysteriously lost in the dead air of the night, so to speak.
It's like some kind of episode from Gilligan's Island that just never made it to the airwaves.
Yeah, the Honeymooners. The Honeymooners. Absolutely. Was it the Honeymooners? Yeah, exactly. So do we have – I got to do a show here in 9 minutes. Do we have any parting shots? We are now sitting a week from opening day next Thursday night, which will be a wonderful night for all of us.
What are you looking forward to most this season?
Me?
Brad, you, yes.
I'm looking forward to see if the Buffalo Bills are for real, because I think they are not. I think that Josh Allen might be a little bit fraudulent, and I think that they may not have what it takes to win the Super Bowl, because they are currently sitting as the Super Bowl favorites out in the desert. I'm also looking forward to see the Kansas City Chiefs fall on their face this year. They had an AFC West. That's my thought.
So you don't like the guys on top, do you? You have a little bit of chip on – got a chip on your shoulder against the teams that get lauded and applauded.
The underdog mentality. You don't win in the desert by taking favorites. You win by taking underdogs. So we go against the big boys. We love to see the big boys. We love to see the car crash. You know, there's a reason why when you're driving on the road, you stop and you rubberneck to see who was in that wreck. You don't know them, but you stop and look anyway.
But I thought we looked through the windshield and not the
That's only window. When it comes to the Chicago Bears, you know?
I'm with you a little bit on the Josh Allen thing, though. I do think that he is capable of making erroneous decisions in the heat of the moment. He's shown it many, many times, and he gets an awful lot of praise, and they just remind me of a team that's always close but no cigar.
The thing that amazes me, the AFC, the good quarterbacks have moved to that division. There are so many teams in the AFC that are incredible.
Yeah.
The NFC, you're looking at teams with rookie quarterbacks a la Trey Lance and thinking, yeah, they're going to go to the playoffs. It's just kind of weird because it seems like big brother and little brother, but by the time the playoffs roll around or even the Super Bowl, it's like, is the NFC more ready to go because they haven't had
– What are you looking forward to this season?
Basically just figuring out the elite – of the NFC and the elite of the AFC. I mean, teams that you could consider elite a la Kansas City may be an average team with the toughness of that entire conference.
We're going to see the final year for the greatest player of all time.
I think so. I agree with that.
Aaron Rodgers?
No? We're going to see the final year for him, too.
Peyton Manning? No?
He's coming back?
Walter Payton? Oh, may he rest
Brady's in peace. One of those guys that for the longest time I just didn't want to see him win. And then you got to a point and you're just like, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this ride.
Stop
because
fighting
it's amazing.
Stop fighting it.
Real quick, Super Bowl matchup. Ugh. No winner, Super Bowl matchup. I am going to say, let's go Colts and Eagles.
That's tough.
Colts are 25-1 to win it. Eagles are 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to say Colts and Eagles. Give me two 20+ to 1 shots.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can we see your screen?
This is for the Super Bowl.
I'm not thinking of all the teams. I don't want it to be the Ravens, but I feel like the Ravens could be there. I also feel like the Bengals and the Bills.
I was going to say you want 20-1. I mean, I would take a Minnesota-Cincinnati Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being realistic.
Chargers and Bengals, that'd be fun. Oh, wait, that doesn't work. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That'd be a good AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Rematch of the Ice Bowl 1981. Fouts and Ken Anderson.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, the AFC championship game because of that season. And then they also met a few years back, too, as well.
That was when the Bengals were, like, touchdown favorites in the loss at home, right, with Andy Dalton?
Yeah. They sure did. They played a miserable game that day. Just for fun, I'll say Saints and Bengals.
Saints and Bengals.
You're sticking with the Houday, too.
Well,
who are the Bears playing? Who
I don't get very many years to.
What are the Bears odds? You have to scroll all the way down the screen to find them at the bottom.
Oh, you don't have to go.
Nope, they're not even there.
That's good money.
150-1 to win the Super Bowl there.
The Bengals were 80-1 last year when I put a dollar bet on them.
Here's the thing.
How'd that turn out for you?
I don't see Tampa Bay going to the Super Bowl this year. Not with that offensive line. But, so you're talking, Broncos are sitting there at 18-1. But I don't think they're going to get home field advantage. That's part of the problem with Buffalo. I think they're going to end up with home field advantage just because of their division. Let's go Vikings Ravens.
Vikings Ravens Super Bowl. There you go.
Crazy.
We've got some big long shots here. We're not taking the chalk.
That's what you were asking for.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to get my kicks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Week 4 of the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week for Week 1 in the NFL.
And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
I just want to get my kicks.